You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome to this week's Nature Connection show. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm a flower and vibrational essence practitioner and trainer, and my passion is to share with you how you can reconnect to your true self with the support of the Nature Kingdom. Today's program is all about being our authentic selves, and I'm going to share with you an experience I had this weekend where I reclaimed a part of myself that I had lost a long time ago. I'm also joined in this program by flower essence practitioner Sharon Keenan, who'll be sharing with us how she found the support of the Nature Kingdom to be invaluable in her own healing journey. So let's begin today's program by my sharing a little of what has been happening to me in the past few years and more recently this weekend. For many years now, I've been using flower essences and teaching others how to use them. I really do believe they saved my life, and I'll share with you in future programs what I mean in more detail about this. Last year, in summer 2012, I heard the call of the Nature Kingdom, and I was asked to begin sharing more deeply about the healing that is possible when we allow ourselves to be supported by nature. And Sharon, who I'm going to be talking to later in this program, is a wonderful example of this too, and she gives her own examples. Since last summer, many aspects of my life have changed, and I now find myself in a very privileged position with the ability to share so widely and deeply about flower essences through my own range, Moonflower Essences, my students, my clients, and also with yourselves now on Natural Health Radio. This weekend past, I attended an event in Belfast with Bernadette Doyle. There were many people there, including many people from the corporate background. It's in places like these that I often find myself holding back about sharing what I really do, for the fear of being judged. This weekend, different energy was flowing through me, and I stood up in front of the whole audience and shared of my work from its deepest aspect. Yes, I do work with flower essences from around the world. I do train and help others to find more peaceful and more fulfilling worlds. But what I really do is work with the Nature Kingdom, the Elemental Kingdom, and the overlighting energies of the Nature Kingdom, and help to translate the messages of this world into the language that we can understand as human beings, and to help us reconnect back to their true source, and therefore of our true source. Now, although I felt actually very comfortable sharing this message at that particular time in front of an audience, as I mentioned, many of whom were from the corporate world and maybe didn't really understand the message that I was giving, what I didn't expect was the beautifully warm and open response of everybody listening. Many, many people came up to me throughout the weekend following my little talk, thanking me for speaking up as to my true nature and giving me examples of how they too hide behind labels of what they feel is acceptable to the outside world. Most of all, I was thanked for being authentic, for being my true self. So I wanted to share this with you all today to encourage you too to look deeply into who you are, who you came to this beautiful earth to be, and to express this to those around you in the words that flow through your heart. Flower essences can be of great use when we need to speak of our true selves. I often call this the language of the heart. It's a language that is understood in a very subtle, deep sense. Often we have real difficulty finding words to actually express these feelings. And it's when we actually connect through our heart energies that we actually start to understand what much of this means. And we find ways. Sometimes it takes a long, long time, as I've just shared with you, to be able to actually find the courage to reclaim parts of us that we lost a long time ago, often as children, often long before that. So I encourage you to really reflect upon the true you and to begin to find ways of feeling safe enough to share this with others. And I'd love for you to get in touch with me personally through my website on my Essentially Flowers Facebook page to share with me how this message resonates with you. So we're going to be talking to Sharon very, very shortly. And after Sharon's interview, I'm going to be giving you some examples of flower essences that can help you connect with the real you. So I'm delighted to welcome to this week's Nature Connections show a very precious friend of mine, Sharon Keenan. Sharon is a highly experienced practitioner of many healing modalities. Sharon offers personal consultations, she gives talks and workshops, and has her own range of flower essences called Of the Essence. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
So, we have some time here to share all that you do because you are such an amazing person, and I know you know that. You have so many gifts which you're sharing very beautifully and very widely now, all very much connected to the nature kingdom. So, tell us a little bit about how you first came into this world of healing with nature.
Well, thinking about this just before the talk, it started, took me by surprise, really, in a way. My background before I got involved in the healing arts was very much within the world of science and within the world of evidence gathering. I worked in the area of archaeology for many years, and archaeology is a fascinating study of humans, really, and how we impact on the planet. And so that was very much my backdrop was scientific, rigorous evidence, etc. And but there was a point in my life that I reached shortly after my mum died. My mum died quite suddenly when I was in my late 20s, and I became quite ill. I had what I now realise was a nervous breakdown. I didn't know it at the time, but I completely, my whole systems just began to shut down. And at that time, I was, obviously not able to work in the way that I'd been working. But I always had a notion I would go back into archaeology because I'd worked so hard to get there, and I loved it so much. But in that time, when I was sort of, as I put it, resting before I got well, I discovered flower essences. And I discovered them, first of all, through a neighbour of mine, who I used to go and look after her cat when she went away. And Sammy, this particular cat, had a bit of a anxiety issue anyway, tended not to go out, was always in a flat. We lived in a block of council flats in Southampton. And Sammy was very much a flat cat, very anxious, very highly strung. And some builders had to come in and do some work, which sent poor Sammy into a state of complete hysteria, which was very distressing, obviously for him, massively distressing. And for me, I didn't really know how to calm him down, didn't really know what to do. And I asked somebody what they would recommend, and catnip came up. So I tried catnip, didn't make any difference at all. Asked someone else, and they suggested rescue remedy, the batch rescue remedy. So I was very skeptical about it, but I was really, concerned for this cat's well-being, and I knew I had to do what I could to help him. So I went and bought some rescue remedy, and I put some in his food, and it worked. And it worked instantly. He went from being really anxious to being really, really calm enough for me to be able to go and stroke him. So that was really at that point when I witnessed that as a trained scientist, trained to look at evidence. I just thought, wow, that's something's happened here, that I don't know where to put this. It was within my current model of, you know, how I see the world working. So that was the door opening for me, really. Yeah, that initial sort of experience with Sami. And I think because of, you know, there is sometimes when people first come across flower essences, they do have that very strong belief, or where you, it's just a placebo, isn't it? It's just you saying that this is going to work for me, and it works. I think probably because I had such an ingrained skepticism, I probably needed to witness that with an animal rather than a person, because maybe I'd still have a little grain of doubt, you know, as to have the power and the efficacy of these amazing gifts from nature.
And it's lovely, isn't it, that a being of nature, you know, because animals are so much more connected to their true natures, offered you that gift.
Absolutely. I feel really, really humbled, actually, by that. And I often think of Sami. I mean, this was, you know, nearly 20 years ago now, and he's long left us. But it's, yeah, I do really feel that sort of, you know, gratitude towards that. And in my later years, actually, I realised that the first essence I made was also for an animal, and it was only used once. But maybe we'll come on to that in a little minute about when I start talking about my own range and how that's developed. But the very first essence I made, I realise now, was for a feral cat that was inhabiting a space that I was inhabiting as well. So
you and the feline kingdom have many connections, don't you?
Yeah, they're great teachers. Yes. And I think it's because, you know, they are, as you say, you know, of nature and don't obviously have as many kind of mental, you know, blocks in the way as us humans can have, as we can accumulate, you know.
And cats, although they're very present here on this earth, they're also massively connected intuitively, psychically, whatever word you want to use, aren't they?
They are.
They've been hailed for many centuries and in many cultures as the doorways.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're very, very sensitive creatures, aren't they? Very sensitive and very deep. Yeah, they can go through a lot of emotions, cats. So just witnessing that, you know, the effect was on Sami was the door opening for me, really. But even when I saw that such dramatic evidence, I was a bit overwhelmed, actually, when I read the initial, you know, the 38 remedies that Dr. Batch had brought in the 30s, and I read these, the emotional qualities of all these things, you know, such as, you know, lack of confidence and guilt and, you know, low self-esteem, and I got completely overwhelmed, because I thought, my goodness me, that's me, I've all of those, you know, I've got all of those, which one do I take? And I didn't know where to start, so I just left it alone for a little while and then came back to it. So but I realise now, if I'd have simply taken the essence of elm in the first place, then that would have helped me with my feelings of overwhelm about, you know, where do I go, you know, which essence do I take?
Sometimes it's so simple, isn't it?
Sometimes it's so simple. Yeah, we have a tendency to complicate things, haven't we?
So from this experience with Sami, you have now bloomed many years later into this amazing trainer and practitioner and essence producer. So fill us in on the gap in between those two places.
Okay. Well, the journey kind of, it started quite slowly and it built quite slowly initially. But after this particular experience, I then, as it were, kind of stumbled into the world of physical healing, working in the realm of a body worker. As I say, I'd had this feeling, I always had this thought, rather, that I was going to go back into archaeology when I was better. But as I was kind of resting, I discovered aromatherapy and reflexology as disciplines to learn. And I literally just wanted to study them for my own interest and my own... Actually, it was the ability to support my best friend, who was pregnant with her second child. I wanted to know what essential oils were safe, and I'd read a lot of conflicting advice from all the aromatherapy books I'd read, because at that stage, at that time, then we're talking, as I say, nearly 20 years ago, there was not a lot of stuff around about aromatherapy, and what there was a little bit fluffy, to put it mildly. It wasn't very, as I wanted it to be, scientifically based and grounded. So I really wanted to just know what oils were safe. So I joined an aromatherapy course, and there was a reflexology course going on at the same time. I'd never heard of that, but I thought, okay, well, the people I'm meeting in this course, they're in that course, and it's to do with the feet, and I quite like rubbing feet, you know. I'm going to join that as well. And within a few weeks of just being immersed in this healing world, but once again, as I say, still quite skeptical in my own way. I had an awakening. I had a spiritual awakening. My healing channel opened, and as I say, it really took me by surprise because I didn't know what a chakra was. I'd never really had any experience with this kind of stuff. But beginning to open up myself up to a healing energy, the door opened. So then I began to learn how to work with that energy, and I was very fortunate to be in the presence of some very gifted and experienced healers that I could learn from quite quickly about how to channel this healing energy and just how to work with it. So I worked as a body worker for many years, aromatherapy and reflexology, and acupressure came in. And but all this time, there was this other thread running. This flower essence thread was there, and it was like a tantalizing thread. It was there. And I did that thing that sometimes can happen as a bit of a pitfall in a way as a healer. Sometimes we can forget that actually the best way to heal others is to begin the healing of ourselves. And I worked very much as a technician initially, working with physical ailments and which things were best to fix physical ailments. And then over time, the penny began to drop that actually these things were just manifestations of disease within. An emotional imbalance within. And I did a course, a little weekend course in flower essences. I was quite drawn to them, and discovered, as well as the batch range, the Australian bush essence range. And I began to incorporate some of these into my massage practice, in particular the essence Crowea, which we know is very good for worry, and also another essence from the FES range called Dandelion, which is very good for releasing fear and tension and constriction. Anyway, I began to use these flower essences in massage, and people just began to relax so much more deeply, and their muscle tension began to just dissolve. So then that led to me to further inquiry into what these essences were actually doing, and then the realization. Oh, right, okay, these here are for me, as well as my clients, these are for me. So then I embarked on on my personal journey with essences, and I feel that it is important to really acknowledge that the healing process is, it does begin with self study and self help, and I've found such amazing resource and power within these essences for myself as I've gone through some quite traumatic, years recently. The loss of, great loss of family member, early death of a sister, early death of a brother, early death of a soulmate. All within 5 years. It really challenged me massively. And but I found that the support of nature is there, in a very portable form through the flower essences. So I just need to relax into the support that's there and ask for it. And I firmly, truly, heartfeltly believe and know that all we need to do is ask, ask nature for support and help, and it comes in a very balanced, very powerful, very clear and direct way through the flower and the gem essences and the other lovely remedies that we're able to work with at this time. There's been a massive increase in the numbers available. To help us, connect with that inner strength that we have that we forget, when we're severely challenged. And I feel in a way, these essences, they are tools for transformation. They are just ways to help remind us about how to connect with our inner spirit, our inner wisdom, and our inner strengths. They just help us rewire us back up to the essence of who we are, really. So
It's
yeah, very
beautiful.
thankful for
It's
that.
beautiful, and it's lovely that you now have your own range of the essence, and you're
Yes.
going to give everybody a chance to hear about how to get hold of those towards the end of the interview. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio. with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection, direct to the heart of nature. But what would be lovely right now is to find out about the essence of your range called Of the Essence, because as you've been saying, there are many. I think one of the beautiful things about there being so many ranges of flower essences now, yes, they can be a little bit overwhelming. It's like, where do I go? But when we start to understand that each range is slightly different and each range has its own strengths and value and healing. So I'd love for you to share what I think is already happening through you just talking here so beautifully, but to share the essence of your Of the Essence range.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, well, it feels like a tremendous honour, really, and privilege, you know, to be in the presence of these frequencies, you know, these vibrations as they come through, and in a way, I'm still in a slight state of awe and wonder that I'm, you know, I've been invited to co-create this particular range of essences. And daily, on a daily basis, very humbled by the power that I witness in myself and other people as they take them. But yes, it did take me by surprise when I began to make essences. I mean, in my training as a flower essence practitioner, obviously, you know, the process of making essences and the connection to the David Graham is very strongly embedded within that. But I was, for many years, very happy, you know, taking lots of lovely essences from around the world. And as I say, it was my first inkling to make an essence was actually in a woodland garden, a garden next to a woodland, a camellia essence I was very drawn to make. And then I realized that later that its use was for to help this to rehome a feral cat who used to come and inhabit that garden, but had to be moved away for his own safety and protection to another place. And the way that we helped him in that transition was through this essence. That's only ever been used that one time. That particular essence has never been used by anyone, another animal or another human. It was just specifically made for that one journey. Yeah, that one journey. It just gives me goosebumps when I think about it now.
Yes. Okay, so how lovely that the camellia offered her essence for this cat.
That was very, 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 yeah. Very special and very, very helpful, obviously, at that time. In more recent times, that was around about 2003, it's quite a few years back. In more recent times, I've been called very much by different plants to be part of a team to help work and help to bring an essence through from those particular qualities. And the first one I made was over in Spain, actually, from this particular range, this Of the Essence range, which has now come through. And that essence was, I was told initially, because when an essence is made, you get a kind of an initial message, a conversation, if you like, from that particular plant spirit, you know, as to how this essence is to be used and what its properties are. And I was told in very simple terms that this was an essence which is very good for grounding, very good for the feet and the legs. Very, very strengthening. But it wasn't really until 3 years later, after that essence was made, that I discovered its real power. And this essence, which is a red poppy essence, is called profound security. And it brings profound security to the whole being. It allows us to connect to the essence of who we are in the face of the most challenging adversity and the most difficult states we can find ourselves in. We can lose ourselves very, very easily, and we can get lost, and we can despair. And it's interesting, on that vibrational level, the poppy essence is helps us to stay connected to who we are and know our strengths. The herbal and the, you know, the more physical elements of red poppy can be used for pain relief, but they can also be used as an addictive substance, as in the heroin. And it's come through over time that one of the reasons why we can become addicted to different things is because we forget who we are. We lose our way in terms of who our own inner connection is. And I had a very powerful direct experience with this essence when my partner died very suddenly just over 2.5 years ago. And I woke up to 3 mornings after he died, and he spoke to me. It was a very powerful experience. He spoke to me. I woke up in a state of complete dread and panic, and I just thought, I can't do this. You know, I've already lost so much in my life, and I've had so much grief. I can't carry on. And Jake spoke to me, and he just said, take your poppy essence, darling. So I did. So I took my poppy essence, and it gave me a massive strength and connection to all of the resources that are within that we can call on to help us in the most dark and difficult times. And it's really been since that time that I've begun, since the loss of Jake, it's been since that time that I've begun to really discover the power of a lot of these other essences. And there's one I really want to mention, actually, is an essence which is now called Healing Grief. It was a very beautiful essence made in the New Forest, very near to where I live. And when that essence came in, the message was, I'm for helping to connect with nature, to connect with the rhythms of nature, the cycles of nature. And that was actually made just 2 weeks before Jake died on that spot. Jake died about a mile away from that spot. And I don't know if any of us, when you've had that experience of needing to arrange a funeral for somebody that you love very deeply, and if you hadn't got plans in place already, it can be very, very tough, incredibly challenging, because you've got to make loads of really important decisions really quickly, and they're very, very time constrained, you know, because it's a massively, you know, it's a very big event, and it involves so many other people as well. Anyway, I cut a very long story short, I got to a place where I had to make a phone call to the undertakers to arrange something. I couldn't do it, and I had to do it within the next half an hour, otherwise there wouldn't be a funeral. You know, it was just really quite awful. But something led me to this henge essence, this ash, as I called it then, Ashurst henge. And something led me to take this, and I was drawn to take it, and I thought, what am I taking this for? This is about nature and rhythms. And anyway, I took a couple of drops, and immediately I saw a light come pouring down from above, and it was a platinum golden light, and it poured into my mental body, in one of my subtle bodies, and I'd never seen this before. I'd never seen my mental body before. I'd felt it, but I'd never seen it. But anyway, I could see this light pour through, and it was literally breaking up this stuckness in my mental body. Like if you have that image of an icebreaker, you know, going through the poles, you know, you've got this massive boat breaking up ice. It was literally like that. It was breaking this stuckness in my energy field. And as it went through, I just knew what I had to do. I knew exactly the decision I had to make was made. And I just picked the phone up, and I had that conversation, and I put the phone down, and I went, wow, what happened there then? And I realized that this essence was actually helping me to let go of the mental stuckness that we can have around grief. And I hadn't realized until that moment that grief can be very mentally, it's a very mental process. Obviously, the heart is involved, but I was very fortunate my heart was open through the whole process, but my mind was frozen with grief. And this essence helped me connect with that universal truth that every end is the seed of a new beginning. You know, if we can just allow ourselves to acknowledge that process of life and death and rebirth and movement, then we can, you know, in any area of our lives, begin again. And that's very helpful for anything that we need to accept, you know, that has come to an end in that sense. And I'm actually finding that essence very powerful with people who are not just coming to the end, I mean, not just healing grief for the loss of a loved one, but the loss of anything in life which is they've held dear to, like a job or a relationship or a friendship or you know, whatever it might be. It's very powerful. It's a very powerful gift from nature to help us just to connect back to that eternal cycle of, of letting go so we can receive again.
Which is what we do each breath, isn't it? So...
Which is what we do each breath, exactly, exactly. It's that eternal letting go and receiving. Yeah, the exhale and the inhale. So, and I just feel very, difficult to put into words, but really honoured and really profoundly moved, to be continuing this journey with these essences, some of which, as I say, have been made over several years. It's like sometimes their time comes after they're made, they're made for a certain time, and then, they can then just ripple into the consciousness and into our lives, throughout. But I suppose that is the amazing mystery and power of vibrational medicine, is it literally is that drop of the water that just ripples outwards. So I feel very,
Well, thank you for sharing your story in a personal way, because I think often when we allow that kind of veil to lift and for people to see our personal journeys, it's so, so helpful. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So this time has kind of flown by. I can't
okay,
believe.
All right. Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay.
So I would love you to tell everybody how they can find out about what you do, and how they can buy your essences and find out how to connect.
Lovely. So, well, the best way to reach me at the moment is through, there are two main ways. One is through my Facebook page, which is simply Of the Essence, and so you can take a look at there and just take a look at what I've been up to, especially some new essences which have come in over the last few months, some very interesting and exciting essences came in the summer. So Of the Essence is the Facebook page, and my website address is www.oftheessence.org, O-R-G. And there I'm, I'm in the process of developing that with help, because I've come to recognise that technology is not my strong point. I can understand the world of nature and essences, but the technology I do struggle with a little bit. So, but I'm actually getting some fantastic help over the next couple of weeks to help to bring that website into a much more sort of authentic vehicle for what the essences are all about. Because it does tend to predominantly look at my other aspects of my work, which are body work and divine healing. So there we go. So oftheessence.org or the Facebook page Of the Essence. I do often work with people remotely through consultations on the phone and Skype. I work with them. I've been very lucky to put together a year-long program, which is a journey from the head to the heart using essences. So, take a look at that as well. It's called Alchemy of the Heart.
And that's it. That's on your website, is it?
And that's on my website. Let me have a little think. It's there. Needs a little bit of looking at, but yeah, you'll find it. You'll find it there. There's a link. You can contact me through there anyway. So
excellent. Okay. Now I know you live on the south coast in Southampton in England.
I do.
And you're very active locally. So for those people who live near you, tell us a little bit about all that you do, because you're quite a shapeshifter, aren't you, in your
local
place?
I'm a bit of a shapeshifter, yeah. I'm very, obviously, very connected, as being very connected to the earth. I'm very concerned about plans afoot to put fluoride in our drinking water and bring fracking into our environment. So I'm very active with the Hampshire Against Fluoride group, and also plans to put, sort of other environmental disasters on our doorstep. I tend to be quite active in raising awareness of that. I also help with a group called Holistic Connections, where we just come together and share what's going on, and been very lucky to help be a cheerleader as well for our Positive Living group in Southampton, which has just recently been set up. So and was very fortunate to be able to help to organise a peace walk actually in Southampton last September as part of International Peace Day. Just as a very simple walk through the parks, walking for peace, which is quite nice to walk for peace rather than walk against something else. So
yes,
and that's lovely. Really lovely to be more positive, and so that's lovely, and that's seeded more groups as well. Sorry, there's a beeping going on. I think the battery's going on my phone. So I've been very fortunate. Yes, I'm a little bit of a mover and a groover.
Yeah, mover and a groover, that's the word, isn't it? Yes. Thank you, Sharon. You are so, you are a really extraordinarily inspirational person to know and for people to know about. So thank you so much for sharing your story today. Thank you for explaining so beautifully the power of flower and vibrational medicine and how the essence of your range.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk, Sarah.
You're
Appreciate it. Thank you.
welcome. You're very,
Thank
very
you.
welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. All right then. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So, welcome back to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and a big, big thank you to Sharon Keenan for her interview. Wasn't she amazing how she spoke with such clarity about her own journey? And she is a real example of how flower essences can change us and support us on our life journey. Sharon and I first met while we were studying on Claire Harvey's Flower and Vibrational Essence Diploma in 2002. So over 10 years later, you can see the depths of how essences can help us all find our way through life and keep hold of the connection to our true selves, despite challenging times in our lives. So in celebration of Sharon, and also of the spirit of this current time on Earth, where we're all being asked to really step up and be true to ourselves and our authentic selves, I'd like to share with you now a few essences that can help you take these steps, whether you're new to flower essences or whether you're an experienced user. The journey towards our true selves never ever ends. If you're new to flower essences, then you might like to visit my training site, which is www.essentiallyflowers.com, and sign up for the free monthly newsletter. When you sign up, you'll be able to instantly download a free getting started kit, which explains to you all about how to choose your own essences. And there is also a video, a training video, which shows you how to make up your own flower essences. So that's on the training site, essentiallyflowers.com. So for those of you who may be new to flower essences and who are listening right now, flower essences, you usually buy them in what we call stock dilution. You can take the stock directly from the bottle. It's very safe to do so. But what might be more effective to do is to dilute it down to dosage strength. Now, the advantage of this, the very first one, is that your stock bottle will last a whole lot longer. And secondly, is that because this is vibrational medicine, it's not really about strength in the sort of modern use of the word. It's more about just allowing the vibration into your body. And for some people, actually having it in a more gentle vibration is actually more powerful. So you can do either of them, but I suggest that you have a go at diluting your essences down to dosage strength and seeing how that feels for you. All you need to do is to take your stock bottle, which is, you've most probably bought a stock bottle. You can tell by actually looking on the bottle that you have bought. It will be named either stock or dosage. And put a couple of drops into a 30ml bottle, which has got 1/3 brandy. Fill up with 2/3 water. This now becomes your dosage bottle. You can then take drops from that bottle morning and evening. The number of drops will be explained on the bottle that you have. If you don't have access to that amount, it's very intuitive. One drop is very similar to 5 or 6 or 7 drops, so don't worry about it. So you can take drops straight into your mouth, or you can add them to water that you sip during the day. You can add them to baths. You can add them to body lotions, to creams, to room burners. They are very, very safe. They have no contraindications at all. The only time that you might want to think about taking essence internally is if that you don't want to ingest brandy. There's no danger at all because there's such tiny amounts of brandy in it. But if for any reason that you really do not wish to ingest brandy, then that it would be the only really contraindication. If you are in this position, you can mist them around your body, or infuse them into the room through a room burner. That would be another alternative and very powerful way of using essences. Otherwise, you can put a drop, which is diluted down into a drink for the very young, for the very old, the very frail, if somebody is poorly. You can use them very easily during pregnancies. It's one of the very safest modalities in complementary health. So let's talk a little bit about some of the essences that might help you. So the first essence that I'd like to talk to you about is Serrato, which is spelt Cerato. Now, this is one of the original batch essences. It's also in my own range, Moonflower Essences. Serrato flower is a very tiny blue flower. It's a beautiful color. It's quite rare to find a blue flower in the nature kingdom. So when you see this very, very beautiful deep sky blue color, it's quite striking and you will really notice it. Originally, it's a shrub that came from Tibet. It was naturalized or has been naturalized now in the UK and can be seen in many locations. If you know what she looks like, so I encourage you to find out what the Serrato flower looks like so that you can recognize her. She tends to flower in this country in August, September. You might even see a few flowers around right now in October. So Serrato has five petals, which again is a great indication of her ability to touch the heart, with the number five being the number that is often associated with the heart chakra. I remember seeing this flower for the very first time when I was on a meditation retreat. I was out for a walk one afternoon in a very sort of relaxed mind state, not really taking an awful lot of notice as to what was outside of me because of the very relaxing circumstances of the weekend. And out of the corner of my eye, I all of a sudden saw a flash of blue, and it actually made me stop and come right back into my body. And I turned and walked back towards this flower, and I was really, really so humbled to have met the Serrato flower, and knew from that very moment that she was an essence that I needed to take. It was at this point that I also made my own Serrato flower essence. So, Serrato, what does she do? She's one of the essences that teaches us the language of the heart. She really, really does connect us back to our true selves, which, as you know, is the theme of this week's show. So, right now, we're learning more and more about the extraordinary power and strength of the heart and the electromagnetic field of the heart, which we know now far surpasses the brain in the ability to rebalance not just ourselves, but others who come into our energy field. So Serrato is one of the essences that can really help you do just that by rebalancing the heart frequencies and really allowing you to connect back to you. Now, as always, if you are concerned in any way about your physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual health, flower essences are not a replacement. So I encourage you to get in touch with your natural health practitioner or your doctor and take advice. Flower essences are complementary to other practices and are very safe to take alongside other modalities. So, as well as connecting with your doctor or your natural health practitioner if you are concerned in any way, please also take a look at Serrato because she can be extremely calming to the frequencies, the vibrational frequencies of the heart. So how would you know if you're not being true to yourself? So a very simple way to know is to ask, do you often ask other people's opinions before taking your own decision? Do you ignore what there's a very subtle voice inside you is asking, nudging you to do, but you pay attention more to external values of who you might be and what you might be being asked to do. So Serato is a lovely essence to take if you're unable to trust your own heart messages. And very often we can stay very disconnected to our own true nature by not listening and trusting our own heart messages. And you will have heard my own personal story, which is the next layer of which is, was very recent, that I told you at the beginning of the program. So, and I really trust Serato, having taken this flower for a long time, for being one of my true friends in that, to help me do just that. So I encourage you, take a look at Serato, and I'd love to hear how she helps you. If you have already taken Serato and would like to share how she has helped you, please come onto the Natural Health Radio Facebook page, or onto my Essentially Flowers Facebook page, or get in touch with me through one of my websites and let me know how Serato has helped you. Another flower that I'd like to talk to you about as a wonderful friend to help you reconnect to your true self and be that self in your world is the lady's mantle flower. Now, lady's mantle is a lime green flower that grows very easily in the UK climate, and it's quite possible you have one in your garden. So do have a look at what she looks like so that you can identify her. As a flower essence, she helps connect the pathway between the earth and your heart. So we were talking earlier about the power of the heart and its abilities when we actually live our lives from our heart center, when we stop allowing the mind to dictate and rule us from that head space, and we actually make decisions and live our lives and speak our hearts through the heart space, everything changes. And the energies right now are really encouraging us to do that. So this is another step, that if we actually want to have manifestation of our visions in the world, we really need to connect down as well through the lower chakras into the earth. So lady's mantle is a way of actually reconnecting the visions of our heart down through the earth and therefore into manifestation. So many women, in fact all women, are natural healers, and many of us have forgotten our connection to the divine feminine, and taking this essence actually reconnects us back to the healing powers of the earth and to the innate power of being a woman as a bringer of life and light into this world. In this way, lady's mantle also helps us to care for ourselves, to love and nurture ourselves, so that we can then truly offer this back to others. So often women put themselves at the end of the pile, and so if this speaks to you, and it's very hard to operate in this world in a truly vibrant way if we are low in energy, so lady's mantle is a flower that can help you bring this very heart space and earth-based gift back into your life. It's a lovely, lovely essence to take to balance any aspects of being female, the transitions of the female journey, such as infertility, conception, pregnancy, and menopause. As it balances the sacral and root chakras, lady's mantle helps us to dissolve any grief or trauma held in this lower energy centers. So it's a lovely essence to take when a woman has challenges moving into menopause due to the aging process, due to the fertility that she may be losing, and also for any woman who has had a miscarriage or stillbirth or any real grief-stricken challenges of the female. So it really helps to dissolve that energy and allow us to move forward again in a very empowered space. Alaskan essences, one of my favourite ranges, make ladies' mantle essence. My own range, Moonflower Essences, also has a ladies' mantle essence, which is why I know this flower so well. In the Moonflower range, you can buy a lady's mantle made in sunlight, and also a lady's mantle made exclusively in moonlight, which really enhances that feminine connection. It's also in the Moonflower Enchantress combination, which is a combination especially created for women and to balance the female in us all. Lady's mantle is also wonderful used as a mister. So how to make a mister out of a flower essence? It's really easy. You just find an atomizer or a spray bottle, put a pipette full of stock into your spray bottle and fill up with spring water. So you can mist this around your body for protection and feelings of safety. So it's great to use if you're working in an environment where you don't actually feel safe to be yourself. You can actually use lady's mantle and mist it around you. You can use it before and after work if you work as a therapist, just to clear and clean the energies from yourself and to allow yourself to step into your full power. In fact, at any time you feel the need to actually reconnect back to your female self, you can use lady's mantle. And of course, all of these essences are also totally relevant to men, so I don't wish to make you feel left out. We all have within us aspects of the masculine and the feminine, so it's a really useful essence too to help men connect back to the more nurturing yin side of themselves and to help them safely to be themselves in the world. So that is lady's mantle essence, and actually would combine really, really well with Serrato as a way of connecting you to your heart and also to the earth. So the final flower that I'd like to share with you in today's program, which is all about being our authentic selves, is a really lovely campanula called Canterbury Bells. Now, Canterbury Bells Campanula is a bell-shaped flower, as you may think or see from the actual name of the flower, and of a beautiful violet colour. Now, this flower is all about self-expression and sounding your own unique vibration. So one way of actually feeling into how this flower essence can help you is actually just imagining that you, or not imagining, visualizing you as a totally unique aspect of the universe. And you are the only person that is able to share the gifts that you have brought to the planet. And so really owning all your gifts. So when we feel constricted in any way from actually sharing those gifts that we naturally have within us with others, Canterbury Bells is a lovely, lovely way of actually helping you to ring that bell, ring that sound, that expression that is yours. So it's a lovely essence to use alongside any sound work. It would be very beautiful used in sound healing or in sound baths. It would be beautiful in a spray to actually mist around yourself and your throat and higher chakras. It's particularly helpful if there is any fogginess in the mind, when there's a lack of clarity on the way forward. And I've seen time after time that when people take this essence, the head clears, the energy drops lower in the body, and we're more able to feel comfortable being who we are and speaking our truth from that space. So Canterbury Bells is a moonflower essence. It's available in moonlight from our shop. So I encourage you as well to have a look at this beautiful flower and to see how her bell is able to connect you back to your heart. So again, Canterbury Bells, Serrato flower, Plus, the lady's mantle will be absolutely beautiful in a combination together to allow you to reconnect back to who you are through your heart space with Serato, to feel safe and protected as you go about and your day and share your gifts, and finally, Campanula Canterbury bells to actually ring your note out into the world. So those are three essences that you could think of when reconnecting back to you and allowing you to show your authentic self to the world. In truth, any flower essence could do that job for you. So I encourage you, first of all, just to reflect on the subject of today and just allow any insights to come through to you as you go about the days. You may like to listen again to this program and just really reconnect back to that part of yourself, and then pay attention as thoughts and feelings come to you. Sharon did a great job of actually explaining how her life's gifts have enabled her to offer up her true gifts to the world now. And I hope the flowers that we've spoken about today also just resonated in some way with your heart. So I hope that you've enjoyed this program today. Every week on the Nature Connections show, I interview a guest who works with the nature kingdom in all different ways, and we discuss flower essences that can be of use to you. I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to come and share of your opinions, reflections on the Facebook page of Natural Health Radio. If you'd like to come and share what you'd like to see and hear in this program on the Essentially Flowers Facebook page, or if you'd like to get in contact with me through my training company, Essentially Flowers. I run flower essence courses, introductory flower essence courses. I also run diploma practitioner courses if you're interested in gaining a professional qualification in flower and vibrational medicine. It's an online qualification and so can be taken wherever you live in the world. I'd love to connect with you and to find out more about who are the people who are listening to this program. And so until the next program, many blessings to you from myself, from my heart, and from the Nature Kingdom. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.